This is an executive summary of how to start a 1031 exchange, a beginner's roadmap, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Most people who fail a 1031 exchange don't fail because the rules are impossibly hard. They fail because they started too late, they sold first and went looking for the rules afterward, by which point the proceeds had already touched their bank account or the 45-day clock was halfway gone. The exchange is a sequencing problem as much as a tax problem, and the investors who succeed treat the weeks before listing as the most important part. This roadmap lays out the order of operations, step by step, a beginner should follow, from the first question, does an exchange even make sense for me? Through the sale, the identification deadline, and the closing. None of the individual steps are complicated. The discipline is in doing them early and in the right order. A 1031 exchange, named for Section 1031 of the Internal Revenue Code, lets you sell investment real estate and reinvest the proceeds into other investment real estate without paying tax on the gain at the time of sale. The tax isn't forgiven, it's deferred. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.